Chapter 17. Lightening the Burden of the World. Others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.34. Brahma is directly the son of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Father, and was not put into the womb of a mother. Therefore, he is known as Atma Bhu. This Brahma is in charge of further creations in the universe, secondarily reflected by the potency of the omnipotent. Within the halo of the universe, there is a transcendental planet known as Shvetadvipa, which is the abode of Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Lord. Whenever there is trouble in the universe that cannot be solved by the administrative demigods, they approach Brahmaji for a solution, and if it is not to be solved even by Brahmaji, then Brahmaji consults with and prays to the Kshiradakshaya Vishnu for an incarnation and the solution to the problems. Such a problem arose when Kamsa and others were ruling over the earth, and the earth became too much overburdened by the misdeeds of the asuras. Brahmaji, along with other demigods, prayed at the shore of the Kshiradak ocean, and they were advised to the descent of the descent of Krishna as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. So some people say that the Lord appeared because of the prayers of Brahmaji. Kunti Devi is describing the different statements of different persons about why Krishna appears. Some say that he appeared at the request of Vasudeva and Devaki, and some say that he appeared at the request of Brahma. Quote, some say that he appeared just to reduce the burden of the world, which was overburdened like a boat at sea, end quote. When the world is overburdened, there must be war, pestilence, famine, epidemics, and so on. This is nature's law. The earth floats in space among millions of other planets, all of them bearing huge mountains and oceans. It floats because Krishna enters into it, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, just as he enters the atom. The earth is certainly not weightless, rather it is very heavy, but it floats because the Supreme Spirit is within it. Everything is lightened by the presence of spirit. One's body will float in water as long as one is alive, but as soon as the spirit soul leaves, the body immediately sinks. As long as the child is alive, we can take it along by one hand, but when the child is dead, it is heavy. So now we are heavy, but when we are spiritually advanced, we will be free from impediments. Now we cannot fly in the air, but the spirit soul is so light that when freed from the body, it can go within a second to Vaikuntha Loka, the spiritual world. Why then does this world become overloaded? It becomes overloaded due to the presence of demons who are against the devotional service. When the Mother Earth feels this load to be too heavy, Krishna comes just to unburden the earth. If a ship is overloaded, its position is very dangerous, for it may sink at any moment. Therefore, when Mother Earth feels too uncomfortable because of being overloaded with demons, she approaches Brahma, the chief living entity within this universe. When there is a need, the chief personalities in the universe approach Brahma, who approaches Vishnu, to ask that he reduce whatever burdens there is. Then Vishnu and Krishna, or Krishna, appears as an incarnation, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yada Yada Gnamasya Gani Bharata Abhutanam Adamasya Tadatmanam Shijamiham. Whenever and wherever there is decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. End quote. When there is too much lawlessness and there are too many criminals, the state becomes overburdened and disturbed, and the state administrators are puzzled about what to do. Similarly, when the world is overrun by demons and atheists, they create a burden, and the demigods, the pious administrators of the universe, become perplexed. When the people of the state abide by the laws, administration is easy. But if people are criminals, they overburden the state administrators. A similar situation sometimes upsets the balance of cosmic affairs of this material world. Both the demons and the demigods always exist, but when the demoniac power increases, the world is overburdened. It is then that the demigods approach Lord Brahma for assistance. Lord Brahma is one of the 12 authorities. We have to follow the Mahajans, the great authorities, if we want to receive transcendental knowledge. The Vedic injunction is, if one wants to be in knowledge of everything, one must approach a guru, a bona fide authority, a spiritual master. The original guru is Krishna. As Krishna taught Arjuna, he also taught Brahma, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Harida Ya Adikavye. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes the original source of the creation, and this should be the actual subject matter of our research work. What is the original source of creation? Janmadyasya Yata. The original source of everything is the source of Janma, Stiti, and Pralaya, creation, maintenance, and dissolution. Our body has taken birth at a certain date. It lasts for some years, 10, 20 years, 50 years, or whatever, according to the body, and then it will be finished. Where did this body come from? And when it is destroyed, where will it go? There are scientific laws concerning the conservation of energy. What is the source of that energy? There is a source, and that source is identified in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That source is not blind. Rascals think that everything has come from nothing. But how can something come out of nothing? There's no proof that such a thing happens, but fools claim that it does, and therefore they are blind. What is the nature of the original source from whom everything has come, in whom everything exists, and within whom everything will enter? The Srimad Bhagavatam says, Janmadyasya yato vyayad itarascha tesu abhijna. The word abhijna indicates that the source of everything is completely conscious. The word jna means knowledge, and abhi means specific. We have inadequate knowledge of where we have come from and where we shall go after death, and therefore we are not abhijna, supremely conscious. But the supreme source is abhijna. He is not a stone or a void. How could he be? The creation itself is evidence of the consciousness of the supreme. Everyone can appreciate the cosmic manifestation and how nicely it is working. The sun and moon rise exactly on time without deviating even 1/10,000th of a second, and the seasons change in the same way, bringing with them fruits and flowers. In this way, the entire cosmic manifestation is going on in a very orderly, systematic way. So unless there is some abhijna, some very clever intelligence who knows everything, how could all of this been created? Some people say that all of this came from nothing. What is this nonsense? Can such a creation come from nothing? Does this idea show very good reasoning? The Bhagavatam says no. The Bhagavatam tells us that everything comes from the person who is abhijna, very intelligent and experienced, and that the original intelligent person transmitted knowledge to Adikavi, the original created being, Lord Brahma. Tene Brahma Harida Ya Adikavye. Brahma, the original created being, has an original source, and he is in contact with that source. We understand that we get knowledge from another person with whom we are face to face. But when Brahma was created, he was alone. Therefore, how did he receive knowledge? This is explained in the Bhagavatam. Tene Brahma Harida. The word Harida means through the heart. The Supreme Person, Paramatma, is within the heart of every living being, including Brahma. Therefore, although Brahma was alone, he received knowledge dictated by the Supreme. The word Brahma means Vedic knowledge. Thus, the Vedic knowledge was given first to Lord Brahma. The Vedic knowledge is given to everyone because Krishna is within everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. But one must be qualified to receive that knowledge. Krishna helps us by giving us knowledge both from within as the Supersoul, Chaitaguru, and from without as the Spiritual Master. Brahma receives knowledge from Krishna and distributes that Vedic knowledge, and therefore he is an authority. There are four sampradayas, or chains of disciplic succession, through which Vedic knowledge is disseminated, one from Brahma, one from Lakshmi, one from Lord Shiva, and one from the four Kumars. We have to approach an authoritative representative of Krishna appearing in one of these sampradayas, and then we can receive real knowledge. Thus, the earth personified approached Brahma, who prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Quote, "The world is now overburdened with demons, and therefore I request you to appear." Unquote. Some say, therefore, that the Lord appeared at the request of Brahma, that he lightened the burden of the world. When Krishna appears, he protects the devotees and kills the demons. Therefore, Krishna in his Narayan form has four hands. In two hands, he holds a disc and club with which to kill the demons, and the other two, he holds the conch shell and lotus with which to bless and protect the devotees. Lord says, Kuntiya pratijanihi name bhaktiya pranasiti. Thus, Krishna bugles with his conch shell, "My devotees will never be vanquished," and with the lotus flower he extends his blessings. The lotus flower, which sometimes also appears in the hands of Lakshmi, is a symbol of blessings. Now, some say that Krishna appeared for this purpose or that purpose, but the real conclusion is that Krishna appears for his own pleasure, because he is bound, not because he is bound by any other cause. We take our birth because we are bound by our karma, but Krishna, being fully independent, does not come because of someone else's request or because of karma. Rather, he comes by his own free will, atma mayaya. We are compelled to take birth because of Krishna's external material energy, but Krishna is not controlled by maya or energy of anyone else, and therefore he does not take birth in such a condition. Maya, the illusory energy, is under the control of Krishna, so how could maya control him? One who thinks that Krishna is like us, is controlled by maya, is described in Bhagavad Gita as mudha, a fool. Krishna is the original Narayan, the original source of the entire cosmic manifestation. Brahma, or the first living being born just after creation, is the direct son of Narayan, who, as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, first entered the material universe. Without spiritual contact, matter cannot create. Those who are seeking the original cause of the material creation should know that the creation takes place when the spirit soul is present. Matter is activated by the spirit soul. It is not that the soul is created by matter. According to the Buddhist theory, the living force, the living energy we all have, is created by material conditions. At the present moment, the entire world is influenced by this Buddhist philosophy. The actual fact, however, is that matter develops because of the presence of the living force. We can understand this very easily. After a child is born, he grows, his body develops. But if the child is born dead, if the spirit soul is not present, the body will not develop. Therefore, the spirit is the basis of the development of matter and not vice versa. Why does a dead child not grow? Because the spirit soul is not present. A tree grows as long as there is life in it. We sow a small seed of a banyan tree in a good soil and favor it with water, and it will grow because the spirit soul is present. If we were to fry such a seed in fire and then sow it, it would fail to grow because the spirit soul would not be there. Matter grows and develops because of the presence of the spirit soul, and this principle has been followed from the very beginning of the creation. At the beginning of creation, the supreme soul entered the universe, and the first living being, Brahma, was born on a lotus flower grown from the transcendental abdomen of Vishnu. Accepting that the lotus on which Brahma was born is matter, we should understand that it is also grown from spirit. Therefore, spirit is the basis of creation. Because the lotus flower on which Lord Brahma is born is grown from the navel of Vishnu, Lord Vishnu is known as Padmanabha. Brahma is known as Atmabhu, because he was begotten directly from the father, Narayan, or Vishnu, without the contact of Mother Lakshmiji. Lakshmiji was present near Narayan, engaged in the service of the Lord, but still, without contact with Lakshmiji, Narayan begot Brahma. That is the omnipotency of the Lord. If we want to beget a child, we need the help of a wife, because we cannot beget a child alone. But Krishna, Lord Vishnu, produced Lord Brahma without the help of his wife, Lakshmi, although she was present, because he is not dependent on anything. One who foolishly considers Narayan to be like other living entities should take a lesson from this. The Vedic literature forbids one to think that other living beings are on an equal level with Narayan. Someone has invented the word Daridra Narayan, trying to show that Narayan has become poor and that the beggar who comes to my door to beg is also Narayan. This is not authorized in the Vedic literature. Narayan is the master of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and only fools think that somehow he becomes poverty-stricken. Rascals say that Narayan, Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods, you, I, and everyone else are all on the same level. This is foolishness. Narayan is asamardva. This means that no one can be equal to or greater than him. Therefore, Krishna himself, the original Narayan, says in Bhagavad Gita, Mataparatanam nanyat, there is no one superior to me, end quote. Nor is anyone equal to him. The word asama means that no one is equal to him, and anurdva means that no one is greater than him. This is the position of the Lord. Narayan is not an ordinary living being. He is the personality of Godhead himself, and he has all the potencies and of all the senses in all parts of his transcendental body. An ordinary living being begets a child by sexual intercourse and has no other means to beget a child than the one designed for him. But Narayan is all-powerful, therefore he can beget a child from his navel. Every part of his body has full potency, as explained in Brahma Samhita 5.32. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritimanti. For example, I can see with my eyes, but Krishna can also eat with his eyes. Foolish rascals will say, you are offering food to Krishna, but why? What has he eaten? It's still there. He isn't eating anything. Such people do not know that Krishna can eat just by seeing. For he can do anything with any part of his transcendental body. When a washerman refused to supply cloth to Krishna and Mathura, Lord Krishna displayed his transcendental potency by cutting off the man's head with his hand. How is this possible? It was possible by the Lord's omnipotence. The Lord is complete and independent to do anything and everything by his various potencies. This is explained in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam by the words Abhijna Svarat. The word Svarat indicates that he is self-sufficient, not dependent on anyone. That is the qualification of God. Nowadays, there are so many self-proclaimed incarnations of God, but as soon as they have some toothache, they immediately say, oh, doctor, help me, save me. If you're God, save yourself. Why go to a doctor? Such people are rascals, and they make it very difficult to spread Krishna consciousness. The whole world is now overburdened by such rascals and demons, and therefore the atom bomb is waiting for them by the will of the Supreme.